Let's talk about a productivity system for polymaths, generalists, and people who are just overall multidisciplinary. This is a generalist productivity system, fireside micro polycast episode, maybe not even micro, just polycast episode. And thank you for joining me. Now, the latest episodes of the micro polycast, or just the regular polycast, have been around this PIOS. So what is that? It is the Poly Innovation Operating System, and today I just want to go over what it means to create a plan for your life and how to go about doing it. When you're a specialist, you might just need to take notes on your particular subject and then plan out what you're doing to pursue that particular field. When you're a generalist, there are multiple fields to keep track of, and you almost have to start thinking about them in this entanglement, where they might be a helix, kind of going in and out in a wave. Or perhaps the way I like to describe it as phases. So one of the layers of the PIOS is this goals, project, and phases layer, where you are keeping track of what goals you have in mind, how do they fit into your projects, and how do both your goals and projects fit into your phases. Now, phases can be a specialty, a focus. It could be one of your niches, if that's what you want to call it. And that could be anywhere between a year to a decade, or maybe longer, but that's kind of where I see a lot of those phases are, where they might take up upwards of a decade because you're pursuing that 10,000 hours in that field. And how you approach that phase is very key, and how do you keep going back to it and making sure you don't leave it behind. And ironically, there's always been these systems in place, like, you know, the agendas in school kind of thing when you're going growing up, and keeping a bullet journal or something like that. But most of these tools and systems were built for specialists and for being just good at one thing. They don't let you have space for anything else. And so while this system that I made is for generalists, it can be applied to specialists, but the other way is not possible. The systems that were built for specialists just don't work for generalists. And I think the opposite way does work. If I build this system for generalists, it can be applied just to simplified in one pathway for a specialist. So why specifically for generalists? Well, like I said, there is no system out there currently besides mine and a couple others that I think could be applied in that way, like August Bradley's Notion system. But sometimes those could be a little bit too complicated, and I needed something that could be more applicable to most people, because even if you are a generalist or a polymathic person, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are a techie. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are inclined towards using one of these new tools that come out. Now, I will say this idea of this PIOS system has been built in Notion, but I have applied it to Obsidian and Capacities, Acrium, and I believe since Obsidian's so close to Loxeek, you could probably do it in Loxeek as well. And I honestly think even Workflow and Airtable can be applied as well, which is really cool. And this idea that this system could be applied to any of these tools you might prefer, because I have a friend who literally only uses Workflow. I have other people who won't leave Notion. I have people who I know who don't trust these web-based tools and they want to use just Obsidian or Logseq. And personally, I really like the idea of having all my files locally with Obsidian. Obsidian wasn't able to do the database capabilities that I needed to plan out my content. And that's something that I extremely need. And so I'm really excited to share this with people because there's just so much potential. And depending on where you are going with your own pathways, it's going to help you accelerate your goals. Personally, I have multiple phases going on right now, and trying to balance it all would be impossible, I think, if I didn't have a system to rely on. I honestly think that. Because the last few years, I've been kind of focusing on one, maybe two things. This year, I needed to focus on three, and I wanted to try to get the fourth one at least a little bit farther along. And that's kind of insane to me to think about how I failed to kind of do the fourth one, but I managed to do three separate endeavors this year and keep them relatively consistent. Regardless of me being sick, regardless of me switching over tools, I switched over two different times this year too to try to experiment and expand what I was learning. Now, I feel like I got a little bit behind because I wasted time switching around, and I didn't really have shiny object syndrome, but it was more of like I needed to have some features that these other tools did not have. And now that I have experience with these other tools, I can now then in turn create templates and knowledge resources for you as a listener and reader of my site to learn from that. Now, the PIOS is what I'm going to be focusing on going forward. My first phase was around modular education, this modular degree that I created, which is how I started with knowledge management in the first place. And that became the input part of the PIOS. And with all the content I was creating as well, which is another reason why I was looking into these tools, I created a template for that. And then I realized these two things need to be connected in a way. So I created an overarching system, which became the PIOS itself. And that was one of the eureka moments that I had when the way it all kind of fell into place. And so this system is holistic. It allows you to keep every little track of the yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily, hourly, and really try to plan out and make sure you are aligned with your goals and who you want to be. Also, just kind of taking a note here, it really does seem like this entire season of the Polycast has been around knowledge management. And more, even some of my guests, like Chad Gerber or Chris Stancy, they were talking about having systems. And it's very fascinating to me how this whole season has been leading up to the rebrand of what Poly Innovator is all about. And I think perhaps it's going to take a while for me to really format everything the way I need to. But I think that once this new season starts, because I'm ending the sixth season here soon, I'm approaching the final 10 episodes or so of the season, and I have a few interviews in mind, which means there's only going to be a handful of Polycast episodes left, that there's going to be a rebrand towards, instead of just being Polymass as kind of a niche or meta-niche topic, it's going to be knowledge management for Polymass. And that shift in focus isn't anything different. My content isn't changing, but the marketing is changing for the content because I have created content around this. I'm looking at all the Polymathy content that I had made and all the knowledge management content I've made, and they're related. They're hand in hand. And while I'll still do the Journey to Polymathy newsletter series, that's one of the arms, right? That is part of that knowledge management for Polymath. People want to learn more about what Polymathy is and why they need a knowledge management system. And so I'm actually going to be creating, probably right after this, ironically, a PolyPro post for you to check out, which is another series that I do. It's my paid post. It's the membership on my website. If you haven't heard about it before, I'm happy to tell you about it now. Every month or so, I try to do every month, but this year's been about every couple months, I make a really detailed, deep, long-form blockbuster post, as they're kind of called. I call them super posts, where I go into as much information as possible and try to just give you as much use and knowledge and just resources as I possibly can into this massive post. And that's what I'm leading into this one. So this Polycast and this blog post that's related to this podcast is a intro to that long form post. So if you like what you saw here and you want to learn more, then that aid post is how you can actually implement it and get more of the details out of me. All right. I don't have anything else to add, but I'm really excited for this new future for Poly Innovator. Thank you.